What's up, everybody? Friday edition. Let's get it in. I'm Pastor James Levesque. Thank you always for listening to Engage Heaven Today. Thank you for tuning in, making us a part of your day. It's Friday tonight, New London, Connecticut, for our Fire Night. Tune in live or join. It's going to be incredible. Tomorrow night, Miracle Night, West Haven, Connecticut. We're going to jump in. If you didn't listen to yesterday's on forgiveness, go back. Today, wages. Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. A big part of life is saying no to the things that you should say no to. So much of life is deciding not to have the bad attitude or refusing to harbor that unforgiving thought or denying the temptation. There will be many times we're going to be faced with opportunity to be bitter or angry, and we're going to need the strength to say no. When we don't want to listen, when we don't want to forgive, what we really just want to do is give in to temptation, we must remember that the wages of sin is death. There's a way that may seem right or feel good at the time, but there's a scriptural precedent that says everything has a price. And the wages of unbelief and the wages of disobedience is death. The prophet Samuel declared, "Far be it from me that I would sin against the Lord." 1 Samuel 12:23. And it would be wise for us to adhere to the same reverence. There is a cost, and this is a vast subject, because on one hand, think about, all right, you go into the store, right, and you want to purchase something. You've bought something from a store before, I'm sure. There's a price tag, right? When you buy gas, there's a price tag. When you go out to a restaurant, there's a price tag. Well, there's a price for peace, and although Jesus did pay the price for you to have the peace, you've got to make a decision that you're going to purchase it. Meaning, you're going to let go of the unforgiving thought, right? The wages of sin, the price of sin is death. This interesting scripture in Samuel, when he said, "I wouldn't sin against the Lord," he's talking about obedience. This is really the first time you see somebody say, "I don't want to disobey you and sin against you." And so, who's ready to say that disobedience is sin? I don't know, but it's pretty close. And so, when God tells us, we talk this whole week is the same, you know, Wednesday, about saying yes, unforgiveness, guarding our heart, being available. These are imperative subjects. And we have to understand there's a price. You are paying a great price for harboring hurt. You pay a great price for saying no. Like revival and awakening, seeing regions transformed by God has a price. You're going to pay a far greater price not having it, because the wages of sin is death. And when God wants to touch a city, he's looking for people. He's looking for them to say yes. He's looking for them to live clean, holy, humble, hungry. And when you live right, then you can do right. And so what's the price you're paying? Is it worth it? It's probably not worth it. There's another side to this. And you hear it from the older saints, the heroes of the faith, not so much newer folks. But the anointing has a price. There is a cost to miracle working power. And yes, it was paid for on the cross. But there is a price for you to make room for it in your life. There is a price for you to say yes and to walk in the ways of God and live for, you know, eternity. There's a price for these things. And so either way you're paying. You're going to either pay for the pain of progress, or you're going to pay for the pain of stagnation, but pick your payment. You're going to pay a hard lesson in disobedience, and you're going to pay a price for obedience. Pick your price. But I'm telling you, I've resolved, me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. And I found that the pain of progress has a far greater end goal than the pain of stagnation. But people don't realize that's the price they're paying. I have been amazed at how hurt can completely alter somebody's life. I had somebody come to my house one day, just knocking on the door, telling us that they're giving free window estimates. And he saw my shirt. It said, "As it is in heaven." I turned around somehow in the house to walk him in. And he said, "As it is in heaven." And I was sharing about our church and giving my testimony. And this young man was like, "Yeah, I used to be in Bible school." And I'm talking about a spirit-filled Bible school. And I was on my way to ministry, and he just started telling me that there were hurt and pain. Misunderstandings, pain, hurt. Now, here's a young man, he wanted to be a missionary. he told me, like David Hogan, he wanted to be in another country, healing the sick, raising the dead, and now he's knocking on doors in Tampa, disenfranchised and frustrated. And when you nail it down, it's all because of a hurt. So you can be in Bible school, on your way to be a missionary, on fire for God, and then have some hurt and misunderstanding. Which, side note, those pastors have no clue. But yet, in his heart, he's just seething and burning. And you tell me, who's paying a greater price? The price, the pain that you're going to pay as a young person or old person, but in this case, it was a young person who felt there was a misunderstanding or some expectation wasn't met. He's paying a price today. And now he's not with the Lord. I mean, sure, he knows Jesus, but he's selling windows and he's going door to door pretty hurt and frustrated, all because he paid a price. There was wages for those thoughts. There were wages for those attitudes. And I'm going to tell you clearly, this devotional was written years ago. Clearly, God is highlighting something right now on this subject. That's it for today. Join me tonight, as always. Thank you for rocking with Engage Heaven today. I'm out.